$10 million is probably the only expectation I really have as far as is the rest of fiscal year 2010. If you look at what we collected, $313 million has been collected through 10 months and 20 days versus an appropriation really of $697 million, which is this amount. That's less than 50% has been collected of the appropriation. Last year, we collected $588 million versus $724 million appropriation, which is over 80% was collected at the same time last year. So you can see the concern we have going forward. We have stopped billing, or we essentially are almost done billing for the 2010 appropriation. We did collect the federal stimulus money, $45.5 million was collected on March the 26th, mostly good efforts on behalf of our staff to get through all of the details necessary to draw down those dollars. But this is the core of our cash difficulty, basically being this level of delinquency. You've heard earlier about the short-term borrowing program that's up for today. If the final receivable for the year is about $375 million, this would give us authority to borrow up to about $295 million with the short-term borrowing program. You can borrow up to 75% of your receivable for 2010. That was the legislation that was passed and what's going to be later before you.
Well, what happened to the 133 from 2009?
By the time we got to June 30th, that number was $120 million, and we collected $77 million of that in July, and I think the rest of it we collected by September the 15th of 2009.
But they're
so,
fully
so
paid.
So that $120 was collected.
We didn't lose any.
Right now, if we just look at the state collections that we have for the whole year, we're looking at about $500 million in total. That $120 million receivable, plus this $380 million amount that we've collected so far. So this is about $500 million will be the amount we've collected in this year.
Could you go over that again? I'm sorry.
What I'm saying is that if you take the amount of collections of the $120 million that were the receivable that we received in fiscal year 2011, plus the $359 million, plus I'm adding another $10 million, I'm expecting that the total collection in 2010 from the state will be $500 million.
Total collection.
The total collection.
$125
million
from the prior fiscal year.
If we take a look at the receivable, I think that we've taken a look at this before, but I want to just update it. As you can see, in fiscal year 07, the receivable never got above $100 million during the course of the whole year, and it was certainly paid off by the end of the fiscal year. We did start seeing a spike in the middle of fiscal year 08, up to almost $200 million in mid-year, but again, it was all paid off before the end of the year. Now we went into 09 that we were talking about, and by the time we got to June 30th, we had $120 million outstanding, and that was paid off in July and August, and the last piece in September. The highest we've gotten this year is $475 million was the highest point we had as far as receivable. We are now down to this level of 381, and with the additional collections, I'm kind of anticipating we're about at the $375 million level will be the receivable at the end of this fiscal year. What's helped us quite a bit with our cash is the income fund or the tuition. We had a budget of $730 million for the income fund. This is tuition and fees for fiscal year 2010. We actually have billed and 730, so just a couple of million dollars higher. We're pretty much done with the billing for tuition for 2010, so we have just a slightly higher number billed for 2020 than budget, and our collections are very good at about $715 million of collections, so we're almost there actually to the budget as far as collected amounts. Included in this amount is, and this is gross tuition this, here, this includes the MAP program, $56 million that was billed and collected this year. Again, as I referred to the second piece, $28 million was received in March this year. So that was part of the, this is some of the cash that has basically helped sustain us through this fiscal year. Next. When I talked about tuition being gross, we've talked about supplemental financial aid. This is the amount of aid that we basically take from, by formula, from our tuition and basically use to supplement the MAP program and Pell. And when we believed 10 years ago that the MAP program was not going to be adequate, the growth in the financial aid, you can see that the amount moving from 35.8? Okay. Mm-hmm. This really reflects, the growth here reflects essentially the tuition growth every year. So the percentage increases each year, this will move the amount of supplemental financial aid by roughly that, using the same formula to achieve those numbers. When we say that the financial aid is also added to the, or taken from the library and IT fees and the fees that are associated. So the red part represents the financial aid that's being generated, supplemental financial aid that's being generated from fees. The blue is what's being generated from gross tuition.
Walter, you made a point earlier about how the state's funding for higher ed has declined. Has the state's funding for MAP grants and other scholarship type programs
For MAP, they have it in as at roughly the same amount. It's
in
level.
In a 10-year period,
2010 versus 2011, they had it. But you can see on that that two charts earlier, overall, it's what we call ISAC. It's back to slide 3, but that the slide in ISAC funding, which is MAP grants, is about 20% over the last 10 years. So that's been the decrease in funding.
I see. So we've had to make up that.
That's why, you know, we
on page 8 as well.
Yeah, and but we have veterans waivers. We have a number of waivers are involved. But this does not conclude that. You know, we'll cover that in a second. But we also have waivers. We do have there's Pell monies that's not reflected here. But there's additional available resources to students to deal with their financial with tuition.
Does that fee money come from the student-to-student grant?
No, this is just coming from tuition and fees, the supplemental aid.
Fee,
yeah.
These AFMA.
AFMA
and all components that hold the student models, the needs.
This again, I think that the. You can see that we've reached the point where the support from the state in the form of general funds to the general appropriation now 10 years has decreased to the point where our tuition and fees actually approximate at about $740 million the support for the instructional effort of the university. Over this period of time, if you look, we've had gone from about 67,000 students to over 75,000 students, an increase of about 12% in enrollment over the same period of time. This also includes all the professional schools, graduate schools. It includes not only undergraduate, but it's tuition and fees associated with all the graduate programs.
But Walter, just to make the point, the 700 on the red line would assume that the state would have paid everything that was been built, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
The red.
There's a large receivable in that. I just wanted to quickly finish up with a couple other trends that we're seeing. This is really era-driven, and I'll give you a scorecard in just a second on the stimulus, but our research dollars, the growth in research dollars from 2005 up to 2010, from $750 million up to, we're expecting in expenditures for 2010 up to $874 million in total grants and contract expenditures. These are not awards, but these are the actual expenditures against the contracts. 70% of that is coming from federal research projects and federal effort. Most of that increase that's coming is also this year from the ERA is coming in the area of education and energy research grants. Those are the major major increases in research dollars. This is the ERA scorecard through March 31st. These are the awards. These are the total proposals submitted by the university. 1,125 submitted awards. Off of that, 305. The percent of the awards that have been funded, 27%. The value of the awards, $135.5 million. So these are the incremental ERA projects that we have seen this year. Expenditures against those contracts to date through March 31st, $20 million. And looking at the types of information that the administration likes to identify, or the as part of the Obama administration likes to identify, as jobs created and retained, and we're looking at about 311 jobs associated with that. Quickly wrap up with the how the hospital is performing. I don't want to steal any thunder from this afternoon's presentation, but just basically make a comment that the net income for the hospital, this is through March 31st, so this is 9 months, it's $27 million versus $2 million March 31st of last year. There's certainly, this is the benefit. There's some one-time items in 2010, some Medicaid adjustments that were carried at in the balance sheet last year that we were able to recognize this year, a big Medicare audit, particularly with regard to transplants, that generated additional $5 million. So we've had a nice increase from those one-time items. The last thing I'd like to, we added depreciation back. So this is generating about $41 million of cash flow out of the hospital, additional cash flow out of the hospital, so in 2010. But
depreciation is a non-cash item, but
right,
it's a real number when yes. you have a capital-intensive, high-tech business like a hospital.
Right.
You've got to replace
that. I think you'll
that.
Hear also in the presentation, as yeah. far as some of the renovation efforts that are going on, this affords us the ability to fund some of the renovation efforts that are needed at the hospital and get them underway. Last two quick slides, just a quick snapshot of personal services, total salary payments across the board for the university. This is through April 30th through 10 months. So you're 83% of the way through the year. We're at about 77% expenditure rate against that budget. So we look like we're commensurate with the time of the year and the budget, and we're actually doing better than we did the last year as far as actual expenditures. The last comment I wanted to make was on utilities. We are now, this information, this is a budget, total budget of $114 million versus last year's budget of $120 million. We were able to cut the budget for 2010 by $6 million. As we look at it right now, I think the efforts that we put in to advance purchase our natural gas is working as far as budget certainty. We are now at $94 million in costs and expenses through March 31st. That's about 82% of the budget being spent. We're through the winter months, so we should be able to meet or beat budget as far as utilities are concerned. Great efforts being made on behalf of conservation. I want to move right into the tuition. I think, as President Eikenberry has already talked about, we are going to be proposing 9.5% tuition increase, which works out to about a 3.66% annual increase if you compound the rate. Some of the principles that we used in determining the tuition rate and the recommendation for tuition to the board: stabilization of resources, a stabilized source of revenue. This is particularly in light of the state uncertainty that we're facing with regard to their cash flow and receipts from the state. We need to make crucial investments in academic programs and student services, including the effort to continue with the aid, supplemental aid to students. We're very concerned about faculty competitiveness, to basically do something towards faculty retention and compression and recruitment, so that we're concerned about faculty competitiveness. Lastly, we do have some other costs that we have to deal with additional unavoidable costs, increases in Medicare, increases in workers' comp, increases in those type of payroll costs, some increases in O&M we have to deal with. Just very quickly to talk about where does the money go. The large majority of the tuition dollars and the state dollars go to the instruction effort, already covered. If you look to the left of the total instructional dollars that we have, the large majority of the state tuition dollars go to that